Good morning. I'm very excited to be here today to share with you our first ever strategic plan. I'll give you a little bit of background first. I'm going to go through that rather quickly so we can get to the strategic plan and you can see what kind of things are happening at the national level. A few of you in this room remember going back to 2006, Rick Durham, I know Julie was involved, several were involved in developing the Master Gardener Community of Practice through eExtension. We were looking at working together, creating training modules. The logo you see was the first logo that was developed for national use, and we created a purpose statement, which basically helped everybody kind of come together across the country and focus on managing volunteers. In addition, members were elected regionally. It was a voluntary basis, and I want you to keep that in mind because it still is a voluntary basis in terms of people getting involved in this. But we wanted people to work together, communicate with each other. All of us were kind of doing the same things in terms of volunteer management across the country, but we were kind of on in our own silos and not working together to help promote and market the program. In 2015, we looked at bylaws again. We actually updated them because there were some iterations from 2006 to 2015. There were people coming in, going out. It kind of faded for a little while. But in 2015, we had a real strong resurgence in getting the committee up and running. We adopted those bylaws in June 2016. We also added an additional two regional directors or regional representatives. We have six total now across the country. And then we developed an election process. And because we only have 50 or less state coordinators, we also determined that if we broadened our base for elections to county coordinators, that we would have additional service on the committee. The county coordinators are eligible as long as the state coordinator provides a recommendation for them. And we developed position descriptions. There were several at-large committees as well, so we kind of narrowed them down, and we looked at this, and we said, okay, what is it that we're really doing to help our county state coordinators across the country? In June of 2018, last year, at a niche, National Initiative for Consumer Horticulture meeting, several of us were there, Lucy and some of the others started talking about, you know, we really need to focus. We've been doing this for several years. We've been in and out of, you know, having really good, strong committee members, and then we kind of faded. So let's have a strategic plan for the Extension Master Gardener National Committee. We had a lot of discussion about this and determined it was not going to be a strategic plan for master gardeners, for volunteers. Our programs across the country are so variable. We've got so many different focus areas in each community. We did not want to tell the volunteers, here's what you should be doing at the national level. Rather, we wanted it to be a strategic plan for the committee. What direction is this committee going to take in the future? So we had a facilitator discussion. Typically, when you have strategic planning processes going on, you hire an outside facilitator who can be very costly. Of course, they're non-biased. They don't know anything about the program, and they do a very good job. I offered my expertise with facilitating the strategic plan. I've done this several times for many nonprofit organizations, part of being a state coordinator. I have experience with the program, so I knew that I had to be non-biased. And everybody asked, can you do that? And I said, sure, I can do that. And I pretty much did for the most part. But the biggest thing I think that the committee really liked was that it was free. Because we have no money. We have absolutely zero funds, no way to get money coming into our organization. So everybody took me up on that. So I became then the facilitator. I was not part of the committee. I was not part of being a state coordinator. And in January 2019, we convened in University of California, Davis, hosted by Missy Gable, the state coordinator there in California. The way this happened, all of our committee members who could afford to go went. So it was kind of like self-selected. We said, I can make it. I've got the funds to travel. Others did not have the funds or the time to travel. So it was based on who could make it to this meeting from their county or from their state. The committee members you can see here, these are the ones who were able to come. We had eight people, including myself, participate in the process. But as a facilitator, it was not proper to just look at eight people and get their opinions for the entire country as far as what we were going to do for the program. So I involved other committee members. They all had a worksheet in advance. They had homework to do. This occurred during November, December. Lots of questions. What would be lost if we didn't have the Extension Master Gardener National Committee? What kind of things should we be focusing on? several different questions that each committee member, whether they were going to be in attendance or not, had to work on. These were all shared then with the Extension Committee members who were, or Master Gardener Committee members who were going to be there. And then we also sent out a SWOT analysis, and all of you are probably familiar with SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, to our state coordinators as well as our county coordinators. This went out in December, early December, with a follow-up in mid-December, and I was really pleased. We actually got 86 respondents. So that was kind of it kind of helped us tremendously in terms of what we needed to be doing and the direction we would take. We started at Wednesday noon, and then we went to Friday noon. It was a very intense day. We didn't have breaks planned, but we knew, and I knew, when we got to the point where, okay, we can't take it anymore, we would take breaks and go out and ride bikes or do something just for a little relief. We ended up selecting 3 to 4 key themes. This is an image of people working on the floor with dividing themes and doing their job in the strategic plan. This is the vision that we came up with: growing Extension professionals to inspire Extension Master Gardener volunteers to change their community. So again, we are focusing on state coordinators, county coordinators, and the whole volunteer management process. These are our core values. I don't need to read through those, but we really, it was very clear, and this was also very clear through the SWOT analysis and our previous homework by our committee members. These were definitely our values. We developed the mission towards the end of the actual process. We foster a national support network for EMG coordinators that cultivates excellence in extension programming and volunteer engagement. These are just some examples. We had some real heated discussion. We looked at all the SWOT analysis, but it was very clear that there were some themes that stood out. And these were the three themes that we developed as our three strategic priorities. Number one, there were a great number of responses. We didn't know you existed. Very few people, and to this day, I could ask you to raise your hands. Did you know we had an Extension Master Gardener National Committee? And many people would not know that or be aware of that. So increasing the awareness of the committee and also the recognition of the Extension Master Gardener National Committee. Provide coordinators with support. And this is something we've been doing throughout the process throughout the last few years, but providing those state coordinators as well as county coordinators with support to manage their program. And then most importantly, and not, I don't want to put this, it's not, these priorities aren't ranked, but most importantly, we are not telling our story. We are not sharing the impact of how great the Extension Master Gardener program is across the country. We're all doing it in our own states and our own counties, but when it comes to NIFA, when it comes to Tom Buick, our liaison, they don't know the value of our program. So communicating and conducting a report and providing that impact statement to our clientele. So in strategic priority number one, we have action strategies that have been developed. Number one is the website. We've gone through different iterations. eExtension existed, and now eExtension has changed. We are still going to be able to host our information on a website right now. We've got some on eExtension. We've got some on Google Drive. If somebody were to become a state coordinator, they'd have no idea where to go for help or support because a Google search is not going to show up our information. So developing that website for all of our information, we do have a resource repository that is vetted, that is peer-reviewed, that is hanging out somewhere in Google. So we're trying to bring everything into one website so that somebody who came in could go and find this information and get started. Increase the coordinator awareness of what we have, just telling people, hey, welcome, we're out here, we're here to help you. Create and continue our social media marketing plan. We are looking at the logo, asking states, how many of you use this? Does anybody even use this? If you don't use this, then we're going to rebrand the Extension Master Gardener National Program eventually have that brand that people understand. And I don't want to say we want to be like 4-H because we don't want to be like 4-H, but we want to be recognized similar to the way 4-H is recognized nationally. Number two, to provide support, we want to develop a mentoring program. So when a new coordinator, and I'm one of the old ones, some of us in this room, I'm not going to mention names, are the old ones, but we've got a lot of new young ones coming along, and we want to be able to share our expertise and mentor them, and also, on the flip side, get new ideas and knowledge from these young folks as well. Strengthen professional development, expand the program recognition. We have developed an Extension Master Gardener Coordinator Award that will be given every other year at our conferences for coordinators, and then facilitate this resource sharing. We all have such incredible resources in our state, volunteer management is consistent across the board, we need to be sharing those resources. In addition, our Communicate the National Program, the impact. We've been doing this. 2009 was our very first data collection. We started that in 2009. We did not have one again until 2014. So we had no group or organization, nobody to manage it. So our committee is taking this on. We have a subcommittee. Mike Maddox is leading that out of Wisconsin, and they are gathering data. And believe me, it's like pulling teeth, just like it is getting your master gardeners to report their hours, to try to get state coordinators to report their hours. We're getting better. We're using the peer pressure method, you know, putting out there, these are the states that reported, and oh, by the way, why aren't you on here, to make sure we start to get all these other states. The biggest issue is we're not collecting the same data. We're collecting number of volunteers, number of hours, but we're not collecting that same data. So our focus is to try to move our organization nationally to collect the same data at each state and to report that impact. This is our 2018 report. You can find this report. I think we were missing 2 to 3 states, and one of those is a very large state, but that was because of turnover of a coordinator, new coordinator coming in, and that information was missing. So this is our first strategic plan. It is fluid, very fluid. Our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee is trying to decide, do we need this as a separate strategic priority, or are we going to roll this into the 3 strategic priorities? So things are still fluid and still happening. The chair, Natalie Baumgartner, is the owner of the plan, so the next chair will be the one to push that plan and move it forward. And we are introducing it at various meetings, just like this one. We'll be doing NACAA in the fall. We've done the International Master Gardener Coordinators meeting. So every meeting we go to, we're trying to introduce this to bring and raise that awareness. And it provides a map for the future. It gives us a direction, and it helps, I think, all of us who are coordinating Master Gardener volunteer programs become better in terms of management. So with that, any questions? I have 3 minutes. I could have talked slower. Ellen?
Where is the website housed? And how are you going to transmit all of this from you're the current chair of that?
No, Natalie is. Natalie Baumgartner.
So
right now, as of today, the question is, where's the website and how are we going to move this through the chairs? Currently, it's complicated. If you are an e-extension member, we still have access to their e-extension website. So it can stay there as long as we have a committee chair or somebody on the committee that is part of e-extension, and we'll all have that. So that's what it is today. Otherwise, we're going to purchase. And again, we don't have income, so we're going to purchase a website somehow and go that route if we have to.
Now, what sort of data would you like to see standardized for all volunteer coordinators? What would be your top 5?
Well, the obvious, and I'm not even going to include those in the top 5, the obvious are going to be number of volunteers, number of hours, times, you know, all that we normally collect, number of educational hours, and so forth. The first thing they started with was collecting data on urban gardening, food gardens, food production. How much production are we doing? How much, you know, education are we doing in community gardens and so forth? The next one is going to be focusing on pollinators. So as you know, the challenge is if we don't tell you today what we're going to be collecting for next year, you're not going to collect that data. So we're starting very slow, very small, and trying to figure out, okay, what are the other impact areas right now that are important, that are NIFA, you know, really important to NIFA, what are the impact areas that we need to be looking at? So it's a challenge, and, you know, we're starting from ground zero. And you're all welcome to be a part of that committee if you're interested. Just contact us. We'll put you on one of the subcommittees. We have several subcommittees that you can be involved in.